Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. StoneAg's Vice President of Fertilizer, Josh Linville, discusses key factors impacting fertilizer availability, including tariffs, timing, and market dynamics. With planting season on the horizon, questions remain about tariff costs and who will bear them and how they will affect different fertilizer products.
When we look at urea, there's a tremendous amount of urea that flows from the U.S. to Canada in the eastern half of the country. In the western half of the country, Canada sends a lot of urea down to the Pacific Northwest, California region. So there's a shared flow there. You flip over to anhydrous. There's a lot of anhydrous that comes from Canada down into the U.S. We're highly reliant on that. A lot of phosphate comes from the U.S. to Canada. They're depending on us there. And then potash is the biggest one. It's hard to understate just how important Canadian potash flows are to the U.S.
Linville notes that tariff conflict talks are happening at a very bad time of the year for growers due to timing of pre-plant application.
It takes 30 days to get a vessel from the Middle East. It takes 30 days to get vessels from most anywhere around the world to arrive at our shores. And then another 3 to 4 weeks just to get that product in place and available to the farmer. So unfortunately, the timing of this could not be worse. We're out of options. And so we're already starting to see this with some of the conversations, with some of the new contract verbiage.
StoneX's Josh Linville. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.